time now, 14 minutes past seven. T-Mobile and Orange emerging to create the UK's largest mobile operator. Adam's here. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Sarah. Good morning. Yes, it has just been announced that the T-Mobile's owner, Deutsche Telekom, is setting up this joint venture with Orange's owner, France Telecom. The two plan to combine their UK mobile phone assets to form a new group, which will actually surpass O2 to become Britain's biggest mobile phone operator, with around about a third of the market in terms of revenue. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Any details on how this deal is going to be structured?
Well, it looks like they're contributing the two parts of their UK operations to the merged unit. Deutsche Telekom will add a little bit of cash in the form of debt to repay Orange for the fact that it's got a slightly bigger market share.
And why would they want to create a joint venture rather than just sell one of the companies? The implication here is that this may be a rather clever way around some regulatory concerns.
Well, I think this is likely to be slightly more favourably acceptable to the competition authorities and to Ofcom than a full takeover.
But why should that be? We're still going to create a massive company here with huge dominance of the market. Whether it's a joint venture or outright ownership, it makes surely no difference to customers of the companies.
Well, they'll be collaborating on the infrastructure side, but and the announcement hasn't been clear about what they will do on the marketing side, but my suspicion is that you will continue to have Orange and T-Mobile as a presence in the market.
So the brands won't disappear?
The brands, I would suspect, will stay.
Vodafone and O2 had previously actually bid for T-Mobile. That bid had been rejected. One of the other sort of mutters from the gutter is that this deal might actually just be a way of making them increase their bid for the companies.
Well, there's always that, and the gamesmanship can never be eliminated, but I think the fact that they've actually announced this as something that's going to happen now, I think is probably an indication that both companies are reasonably committed to it, subject to the due diligence that's going to take place over the next few months.
Do you think that it will get regulatory approval?
That's a hard question.
I don't know.
Is the honest answer.
Okay.
I think there are complicating factors, but there are also precedents. I mean, what we're talking about here is an infrastructure sharing project, and they've already been approved by the regulators. In fact, T-Mobile and Three already have an infrastructure sharing deal for their 3G networks.
Okay.
So there are precedents for this.
Okay. Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting, many thanks.
Thanks, Adam.